Good morning. I bring greetings from Maryland. I'm Diane Patton. I'm a family nurse practitioner, and I teach at the Uniformed Services University in Bethesda, and I happen to be a military spouse. And so I've conducted several studies on military spouses in the past 6 or 7 years. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the application of NOLA Pender's health promotion model as it relates to health-promoting behaviors in military spouses. I do not have any relationships to disclose, and in addition, because I work for the federal government, I need to also place this disclaimer here that these are my opinions, not the university, the Department of Defense, or the U.S. government. So a little bit about background. In terms of health-promoting lifestyles, you all know that health behaviors significantly influence our health. And they do and what we're really interested in is focusing on how those behaviors individually we are actually participating in, because it does have a major impact on our health of public health in the entire nation. And when we speak about health-promoting behaviors, we look at several things. As the two previous speakers spoke about dietary, I'm also interested in how activity plays a role, screening purposes, and then also those risky behaviors of tobacco and alcohol, because they, in some ways, they're not promoting health, but they are influencing our health. And you all know that this is all important in terms of our national initiatives and the Healthy People 2020. A little bit about military families. There are approximately 625,000, 26,000 military spouses who are eligible for care in our military treatment facilities. How I got interested in this is not both because I'm a military spouse, but also we do periodically screenings and surveys on our active duty force. Lots of survey health-related behaviors. They're always surveying the active duty soldiers and airmen and seamen, but nobody's really looking at the health of the spouse, and they are important, as we also know, because they're part of the community, the family, in terms of health behaviors. So it is important, I feel, that we also understand what's going on with those spouses. So Pender's health promotion model, I have several slides in here, and I'm going to go through them very, very quickly, but I do have the slides available. But basically, that health promoting behaviors is a multi-dimensional patterns, how we go about our actions to maintain this level of health. And what's interesting is that NOLA Pender says that this model was designed with both nursing and behavioral science perspective, and which I think is very, very important. It's not just one aspect, that all health providers, regardless of their discipline, are interested in the health. And it has three broad constructs: individual characteristics and experiences, behavioral specific cognition and affect, and then, of course, what we're interested in is the behavior, the outcome. Now, this is her revised model, and it's very busy. This slide is very busy, but you see on the top are those major constructs I just had on the previous slide, and then beneath it are the specific variables or concepts that you can study in this model. And Dr. Pender would argue that you don't need to study the entire model, but, you know, what is it that you're interested here? And so if you are interested in health behaviors, you might be interested in only the self-efficacy, you might be interested in the social influences. And I did not look at all of these in this particular study, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's all about which of these influence those behavior. So the next few slides are really definitions of the concepts of interest. So the individual and characteristic experiences, that includes both prior related behavior, how you go about doing this any behavior in the past. And then those personal factors, we look at some of the biological factors, social cultural factors, and then the psychological. And I think for this particular study, it is interesting that NOLA Pender does not have stress in her model, and I really believe that psychologically stress impacts how we act, our behavior. And so I've put it in here, and my dean, who knows Dr. Pender, said, I think it would be interesting for you to have a a conversation with Dr. Pender. So once this is all published, I will absolutely do that. When we look at those behavior-specific cognitions, much like the social cognitive behavior that we've already heard about, what are the perceived benefits to action? What are the barriers to action? What is our perceived efficacy? How well do we believe that we can really manage our own health care? And what are those activity-related affects? In addition, we have interpersonal influences. And in this particular population, what the social support is a huge aspect of it. And what is the modeling and where are the norms? So as you've already heard the two previous speakers, there's a lot of continuity, a lot of things that are very, very consistent here. And then what are those situational influences? What would those be, that those demands and the characteristics, that environment that influence how we behave? And finally, the end point is those are the behavioral outcomes, specifically that commitment to action, and then what are the competing demands, and what are the preferences? Competing demands are those things that would interfere, work, family, and then the competing performances, what is your preference, to take that high intake of fat or to have a piece of fruit instead? So the purpose of this study was to determine which factors would influence participation in health, a healthy lifestyle using this particular model. And specific aim was then just to describe, and as I said, I did not use all of them, but to describe some personal factors, behavioral specific cognition, and what about the behaviors. Then, of course, the second aim was which were the predictors of those variables of interest. Here would be my proposed model, and as I said, I did not look at all of the concepts within the model. However, self-efficacy and personal influences were examined, as well as the competing demands, specifically employment and children. And then, as I previously stated, I looked at perceived stress level in this population as well, and how those all affected health behaviors. This is a very busy slide, but as I said, it's already posted. These are how I defined the variable, and the conceptual definitions are coming right from Pender's model. And then operationally defined, those are the measurement tools that I used for each of the variables. This is a cross-sectional study. Over 1,000 military spouses began the survey. They were recruited through a variety of means. I will say that social media and Facebook is a wonderful way to recruit. They completed the survey on these various aspects on an online survey. So they needed to be a military spouse. And then, as I said, that 1,008 started the survey, but after removing, and the recruitment was for all military spouses, and interestingly, I had 12 males participate, and then I had 22 dual military, but in order to analyze the data and more completely, we removed those from the sample, as well as those that did started the survey but did not complete all of the instruments. So we ended up with 807 female spouses with a mean age of 29.8. The majority were Caucasian, and they were highly educated. You will see almost 50% had either a bachelor's degree or graduate degree, and then another 40% with some college. About a third of them worked outside the home, and almost three-fourths of them had children, two approximately, the mean. The youngest child, 8 years old, and the mean number of years, 5.3. The body mass index, mean 25.87, so about almost 50% were obese or overweight, which is really less than the national average. So that was an interesting finding. Also looked at the spouse's rank, and you will see here that about 50% were what we call non-commissioned officers, and another 30% enlisted, and then the about 20% officer rank. Now, in terms of the individual measures of the concepts I was interested in, perceived health status is that one question, how do you perceive your health? And you can see by the bar graph that the majority of them rated their health good or excellent. However, 14% felt that their health was fair or poor. The other measures in terms of behavior specific cognitions, the perceived self-efficacy had a mean of 30.77 and the alpha was 0.86. This perceived stress scale that I've used multiple times, the mean is 16.47, the norm is about 13.2, so this population is a bit stressed, and the reliability is 0.89. In terms of interpersonal influence, I was interested in social support, and this is the PRQ, and it had a mean of 139 with a reliability of 0.92. And finally, the behavioral outcomes. This lifestyle scale has six subscales that can be looked at individually, and then you get a total score for health behaviors, which was the mean 2.64 and the alpha 0.95. This is a correlation matrix of all of the subscales with each of the study variables, and you'll see that there's only one that is not significant, which is the health responsibility subscale and perceived health status. Now, when I looked at the Pearson R then for the total health behavior scale, which is the outcome there, you will also see that each of the variables are significant. A regression analysis was done using all the study variables to see how they impacted or how they predicted health-promoting lifestyle. The entire model, 55% of the variance was explained, and the significant predictors were perceived stress, self-efficacy, and social support. This study has several limitations. It was a cross-sectional. It was a self-reported. The majority of the subjects were Army spouses, and then, of course, only those of active duty, did not include those National Guard or Reserve. Interestingly, this was conducted at an Army base. I'm replicating this study right now at a Navy base, and already with about 300 responses, we are seeing some differences. And we're not sure why that is. And I wasn't going to do Air Force, but now I think I need to do Air Force to see what's the difference. So in terms of the discussion and the results, Pender's health promotion model was validated in this population of spouses of service members. Perceived stress, social support, and self-efficacy are influential in health-promoting lifestyle in this population, which is consistent with many of the previous findings. So what are the implications? As one might guess, I said they were stressed, so perhaps if we could have some stress reduction interventions, we might help them not only with their stress, but also to participate in healthy behaviors. Social networks are very, very important. As you know, military families are somewhat isolated and sometimes geographically separated from their family members. So if we could increase those social networks, that might also help them. And then as healthcare providers, it's important to understand these factors so perhaps we can engage them in a conversation when they come to see us about what is stressful in their life, who are their friends and their social support and networks, and then maybe buddy them up and help them with engaging in health-promoting behaviors. And I'll take questions afterwards. Thank you very much. Thank you.